Pulitzer Prize winner Richard Russo is one of our most highly regarded writers. The author of 7 novels is coming to the Williamstown Film Festival Saturday night to talk about the elusive and fascinating process of transposing a complex book to the screen. For Russo, he has entrusted his adaptation to the director, as in the case of Nobody's Fool, and also tackled the screenplay himself for Empire Falls. Richard Russo will be part of a special seminar, which will also include writer and Williams professor Jim Shepard and Brad Silberling, filmmaker and Russo collaborator. And it's always a pleasure to welcome Rick Russo to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good to talk to you, Joe.
Good to talk to you. It'll be nice to have you in town again. What is your current thoughts on the state of your work in Hollywood? Is it still pleasant for you?
Do I have work in Hollywood?
Why
no,
I ask
no,
the question?
No, no, no. You know, I do, and I don't. It's just such a strange world right now. The kind of movies that I like to make are not being made much anymore in Hollywood. There's a lot of great writing going on, but it's mostly for TV. Although, as you mentioned, Brad Silberling and I have collaborated recently. We are working on a project for Robert Redford based on Bill Bryson's novel, A Walk in the Woods, which we hope will stand up on its own 2 feet in the not too distant future. It's pretty weird out there right now in terms of character driven movies are few and far between.
Does it ever have a relationship to what is working in the book world? Do those at all go hand in hand?
Well, that's really an interesting question. My sense is that Hollywood still loves novels, and you know we are coming up again upon awards time, and it's not at all unusual for you know of the 10 or so movies that will be competing for however many slots there are this year. It's not at all unusual for a good half and sometimes more of those. Really serious movies to be based on books. I think this year we've got Steven Spielberg's Lincoln coming out that's based on the Doris Kearns Goodwin book, and there are two or three others that are escaping me right now, but I think that there is a relationship. Pete Dexter, who's a wonderful novelist, his novel *The Paperboy* is getting a lot of press this year, and that's a book that's been around for a while now, and it's just being translated into the screen. I'm very anxious to see it. I think that there still is a relationship between books. And movies, it seems to be prevalent at about this time of year because that's when a lot of the more serious movies are released between now and Christmas.
Was there any trepidation on your part initially to enter the fray of to have your work see the light of the silver screen?
Well, you know, it's odd because my early novels, Mohawk was optioned at one point and nothing ever came of it, and then The Risk Pool was optioned by Penny Marshall and then by somebody else, and then nothing came of it. And when Nobody's Fool was optioned by Scott Rudin, one of the reasons that I was so eager to have the option was that I was quite confident that the movie would never get made, which meant that I had, you know, kind of the best of both worlds,
right.
I thought at the time, which was that I could take the money, put it in my pocket, and know that the book was safe. And it turned out that the book was safe in a much better way because the movie went to Robert Benton, who's an iconic director and who understood the material and made a great movie of it. But I do remember being a little having some misgivings when it occurred to me that they actually might make a movie, which meant that there was the possibility of making a bad one.
And then came Empire Falls, which seems that and is one of my favorite novels, and certainly my favorite of your novels, I think, out of all of them. I love that book, and it is so large and so complex that the idea of doing it over an extended period of time, for doing it for HBO, doing it on television, and that it gave it, it certainly gave it its due, but you wanted to be a part of that. Did you know that right away?
Well, it was actually Paul Newman who was determined that I would be a part of it. I liked the idea of doing it for HBO because, there were a number of reasons. First and foremost was that HBO doesn't get scared. I envisioned for Empire Falls the possibility of the movie being shot, and then they would test screen it. And they would say at the end, well, really, does there have to be a school shooting? And you knew that with HBO, if they were going to do it, that they would have the courage of their convictions, which is not always the case with studio movies. So I thought that Paul Newman was right. He was the one who decided that we should really go with HBO. And once they expressed interest, then I got a call from him saying, look, you have to do this. And when Paul Newman says you have to do something, or at least when he says to me that I have to do something, I take that as the oracle. So I came on board at that point.
Knowing the characters, knowing the story, having written the novel, of course, is it reinventing the wheel, or is there an instinctive nature to writing a screenplay?
I think there are both advantages and disadvantages. Knowing the characters, knowing their story, knowing what's most important to them and who they are, gives the novelist, I think, a kind of leg up as far as writing a screenplay is concerned. The disadvantage, I think, is that the novelist who writes a screenplay is being asked to work in a new medium, and what happens is that you tend as the screenwriter, you tend to look for the same solutions to the narrative problems, whatever the narrative problems may be. You tend to look at the same solutions that you used for similar narrative problems in the novel, which means that sometimes it would really be good if you could have both the knowledge about your characters and how the story is constructed. It would be nice if you could have that and yet be completely open to new ideas and new solutions in a different medium. But unfortunately, I think that those things are mutually exclusive. It's like being both innocent and experienced at the same time.
Once, it would seem to me that the hardest part would be to, for you as the novelist, especially in a book like Empire Falls, to know what to include and know what to take out. That it would be like removing members of the family.
Yeah. And one of the things that was fortunate about my writing Empire Falls when I did was that I had written by that time several movies, and I had worked on the script of Nobody's Fool with Robert Benton, but then he and I had done two movies since then. We had done a movie called Twilight, which also had Paul Newman in it, and then I had written with Benton, but I had written a script based on Scott Phillips' wonderful novel, The Ice Harvest. And when I looked at that, I did something very ruthless right at the beginning, because I recognized that for the movie, there were two characters in the novel who were very distinct. But in terms of the movie, they would be doing almost exactly the same thing. And so I just ruthlessly combined them into one character. And having done that, and having seen how it streamlined and made the plot of the movie more efficient and gave the narrative more drive, having been ruthless with somebody else's novel, a novel that I very, very much admired, it allowed me to go to my own novel and be pretty ruthless with it as well. And we carved huge chunks of narrative flesh out of that and watched it bleed as a result, and then sewed it up again, and it walked.
And throughout our conversation of bringing up, and I know we've talked about this before, but bringing up Paul Newman of what it must be like to not only write a screenplay but to write for Newman as an actor.
Well, yeah, I mean, God, I miss him. He was a wonderful, incredibly generous collaborator who really, really liked writers, and that can't be said for every actor or you know, it can't be said for every actor, every director, every producer.
Right.
He really did enjoy working with writers. And I remember when I first went down to the set of Nobody's Fool, he was coming up the street toward me there, and he was already limping badly. My first thought was that he'd hurt himself, and then I realized he was in character because, of course, Sully was limping as a result of a leg injury.
Mm.
And we went to his trailer, and he just it was like a police interrogation. He wanted to know everything that I knew about the character, which wasn't in the novel. And I think I was a source of enormous disappointment to him because there wasn't much about that character that I knew that wasn't already in the novel. But that was the kind of collaborator he always was, and he just couldn't learn enough. He wanted to be this character and not have to think about what he was doing. He wanted to become the character and just do it as a kind of instinctual thing. And you can see that. You can see the evidence of that on the screen.
Well, it promises to be a fascinating conversation Saturday night. Richard Russo, novel into film. It is a special seminar that will include writer and Williams professor Jim Shepard, as well as Brad Silberling, and, of course, Richard Russo, all taking place as part of the Williamstown Film Festival. You can go to williamstownfilmfest.com for more information. williamstownfilmfest.com for more information. 8 o'clock on Saturday night. Richard Russo, it's always a great pleasure to have you aboard. Best of luck with this, and I look forward to talking to you soon about the memoir coming out.
I'm looking forward to it, too. Thanks, Joe.
Excellent. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.